Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 2, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is almost over in San Francisco. There are 16 seconds left. And the Niners are putting the finishing touches on a 24-9 victory over the Rams. The only people nervous right now, let's just say if you have the 49ers defense and you're up by a point and you're going against Cam Akers. Like, that would be the only thing if you were really nervous. Right, Mike?
Well, let's pull up the expert league that I've got playing right now. The score is 161.95 for me. And my opponent has 159.2.
Did they just give the ball to Cam Akers for the final play?
No, I think it was Henderson.
Was it? Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, my
there
God.
There it is. Two-point victory. Sweet, sweet victory.
If they gave the ball to Cam Akers for the final play.
He runs for like 30 yards.
Yeah, and
that would have been
tackled, and that
terrible.
Ends the game.
Let me throw up. This stat was just on the broadcast ESPN Monday Night Football, full credit. The Rams, your defending Super Bowl champions, at this point through four games. Not the quarter poll. You hear anybody say quarter poll, they're frauds.
At the quarter poll, where are they?
Quarter poll's the final quarter.
Where are they at the quarter poll? Where are they
through four games?
At the one quarter poll. Where are they at the one quarter poll?
Through four games, they have given up 44 points in the fourth quarter. They have scored three.
It's a lot of fours. You gave me a lot of fours.
A lot of
the
fours.
One quarter,
get those fours up.
The one quarter poll.
I like the four
fours.
Horsemen. Woo! Oh,
that's way too many fours. You give me, there's too many fours in that. There's too many fours.
That's okay.
There's too many fours. It is over. 24-9 is your final. Yes, it was Henderson who got that final carry for
Jimmy.
6 yards. And the Niners improved to 2-2. The Rams fall to 2-2. And suddenly now it's all doom and gloom for the Rams, right? Last year's defending champions. Here they are in trouble. Just everybody hang on for a second, okay? Just before you think they're in trouble. Just everybody stop.
Tonight.
Everybody
shows
stop.
Shows tonight. They're in trouble.
Yes.
They stink.
Everybody
they
stop.
They stink. Jimmy has their number.
Everybody stop for a second, okay? Here's all you need to know about the NFC West. Actually, two things. Everybody's 2-2.
Yeah.
And the best quarterback is Geno Smith.
Say it, Geno.
That's all you need to know about
Did
the NFC
Did you watch
West.
Any of that yesterday?
Yes.
Other than the highlights,
hey.
I went back. I was watching, going, "Wow."
Hey, let's just for a second, while we talk about this NFC West with everybody at 2-2, let's have a minute of Geno Smith appreciation. Yeah. Let's have a Geno Smith appreciation minute here, because he's the number 3 rated quarterback in the NFL. He's the best quarterback in the NFC West, and. The Seahawks, I got to apologize to Pete Carroll. I feel shame. You picked Geno Smith, you're tanking. Oh, no, you got Geno Smith, and you're tied for first place.
You got a guy who's pissed off, who's been in the league for a decade.
You're also
waiting on his chance. I mean, he did lose DK Metcalf for a spell because he had to poop.
Well, that happens. Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things, you know.
I want to know where the bathroom was located to
things.
The sideline, because people talk about it how it was in the bowels of the stadium.
Don't you, at this point, if you're an NFL team, I see what you did there. I see what you did. But you also just said, so I wanted to move past the bodily function. Don't you, at this point, if you're an NFL team, don't you have a toilet, just out of camera shot, so when you pull into the tunnel, there's a toilet, right there, so you can go?
I would think a little screen.
Right there. Not okay, so I'm going to go all the way down.
The
you got to make the left, go through the locker room, go past Vitter's locker room, right? Then you go past the New Era merchandise, and then you go through, and then you go down the steps. No, I mean, you got to have a bathroom, right there, so someone can go.
Well, and let's dress it up. Let's get those carts like you had for baseball that look like...
Let's try. What, do you want a washroom attendant? Hey, here
no,
you go.
But,
what'd you like?
But, we had the classic, let's drive the guy out of the bullpen kind of cart, as opposed to the medical cart.
Get out of the way!
It's not a medical
get out
situation.
Of the way! Everybody get out of the
it's
way!
It's not quite a joyride, but it's not a medical
That's
situation.
That's what I would have been yelling. Get out of the way! Everybody go! Oh, there's times I've told Pam, driving home from drive faster. What? Drive faster!
I've seen you I've run into you in Targets where you've randomly
drive
stopped to go to the bathroom.
Faster! Hey, good to see you, but I gotta go. I'll be right back. Go, just go!
You just go sprinting away.
I don't care if the light is red. Just go! I have to get home!
Are you having a baby?
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
And then she'll pull up into the driveway and then take the... And I'm like, I grab the keys out of the ignition and I'm gone. She and Zoe are taking their time getting out of the car. I'm gone. Door is open. Keys are on the floor.
Do you have your full mall walker pose going on?
Yeah, like a race walker. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But just think about that for a second. Look, everybody is tied for first. Everybody is tied for last. But Geno Smith.
Geno.
Really. Pete Carroll, I feel shame. I feel sad. I wasn't the only one, but really, you're trying to tank. Why are you starting Geno Smith? The guy you needed to trade for was Drew Lock. He had to be in the trade for Russell Wilson. He was your guy, and now you're starting Geno Smith, and the guy's been good.
But your better story's on the losing side, in that you have the highest
better
scoring
story
team.
Is Geno Smith.
You
Come
have
on,
the highest
man.
Scoring team in the league, and you're 1-3.
Dude, come on, man. Geno Smith is one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL. This is a Geno Smith moment. Can you give... See, you can't even give
Geno
Smith...
We did more than a minute.
I said give him a minute. No, and you're already back to, when can I bring up Mitchell Trubisky losing his job being the worst fraud that's perpetrated on the NFL? When can I bring that up again? That's what you're doing. I know that's what you're thinking. That was a minute on Geno Smith.
Man, I was not trying to backdoor that into this conversation.
Sure.
This is completely about Geno, the Seahawks, and the greatness that we've seen through one quarter of the season.
When can I bring it? It's like Trubisky's a family member. And you feel bad. I don't think Trubisky is going to feel as bad about losing his job as you are.
No. Look, I've hardly brought it up.
You brought it up 30 seconds into the show when
that
I'm
was,
going,
that was an
Jets,
hour ago.
Jets, Jets, Jets,
yeah,
Jets,
no,
Jets.
Because I had to stop the damn Jets.
Dude, it's all about the Jets.
I was looking after America. Mm. to actually go into football analysis as opposed to drunken,
and I gave you football analysis.
No, you yelled Jets, Jets, Jets. As
what's
long
wrong
as
with that?
That's not analyzing
anything.
Some of
the stuff
anything.
I see on TV, that's way better.
Well, I'm not going to argue
Come
that.
Come on, man. I could just say Jets, Jets,
look,
Jets
in
for
the
an
television
hour.
Broadcast, they got Wilson's name wrong multiple
Jets,
times.
Jets, Jets,
Williams.
Jets,
I mean Jets, Wilson. Jets, Jets, like, the Jets, guy's Jets. Finishing a great drive for the end of the game. Yeah, Williams has really been good here. Come on.
But, look, for the Rams and the Niners, even though both teams are 2-2, you can tell both of them are going in different directions. For the Niners, it was a huge win coming off a very embarrassing offensive performance a week ago where Jimmy Garoppolo looked scattered and he looked scared. So it was a big day for them, and they look like they're figuring it out after the Lance injury, and now they're we can very quickly believe we can get back to the team we were a year ago.
Well, you're right? Running the ball well, and yeah, effectively, Jeff Wilson Jr., eventually you get Elijah Mitchell, maybe you add another piece to that puzzle. But you're also another week with George Kittle back in the fold, right? He missed the first couple of weeks of the season last week. You can argue kind of rounding himself back into shape. Today, he almost had a little toe touch at the back of the end zone, ended up scraping a little bit of white. They had to settle for the field goal there. And if they'd lost this game, people would have been losing their minds on Shanahan not going for it at the goal line there. But all in, you got a defense that's going to keep you in games, right? You're going to get after the quarterback. And we've argued it and been talking about it for a month. The Rams have one guy you trust. Clearly, Allen Robinson and Matthew Stafford need to go off on vacation for a day or two, get a nice cabin in the woods and talk, because they have no communication whatsoever. You've got Cooper Kupp. What did he have? Like 97 targets?
It's a lot of targets.
Well, what do you have? 19 targets, 14 catches for 122. Tyler Higbee, okay. Hot route. 10 catches, 73 yards. And the third leading receiver tonight was Skowronek. Yeah, the guy that's been playing fullback, the former Northwestern.
Go ahead. Wait, say
no,
where he's
no,
from.
No, no,
say where he's
no,
from.
No,
go ahead.
Don't be that. I'm just telling you that you don't right now have a discernible second threat in your receiving corps. Because Allen Robinson, you paid him a lot of money. You're not throwing him the football. Your running game stinks, and your offensive line is terrible. Other than that, how's the play?
Okay, you brought up Trubisky. You brought up Trubisky. No, I can go back to the tape.
You just brought him up.
No,
that was last hour.
No, the audience changed. You brought him up mentally before I brought him up by words. That's what happened.
Not even close.
Yes, you so brought him up mentally, and then I just voiced it.
I went back and watched that game. I suffered through that game again. I suffered through the Bears and Giants for you, America. I went and did it a second time, because that's how dedicated I am to the proposition of actually watching the games that I'm going to spend my show talking about.
No, but
as opposed to, well, you know.
The Niners, the way things started, you knew it was going to be inevitable they would find a way back to Jimmy Garoppolo. And they did. They had a rough game against one of the top three defenses in all of football last week. And it looked really bad. And it looked scary bad that, hey, is Garoppolo still that guy? But another week, now they got it going. And it's not a big leap for them to get back to the team they were last year, which was which kind of under the radar scary, because nobody really believed how great the Niners were. Why? Well, did they have a lot of guys that scare you? Well, look, Debo's a great threat, and Kittle's a good tight end. The defense is good, but is Jimmy going to beat us? Is Jimmy? It was going to be a situation where you knew the Niners could get back there. How long would it take? How long would they go with Trey Lance? How long would they worry about production before Garoppolo took over? The injury to Trey Lance happens, awful for the kid, and he's out. But they were able to make that transition now early in the season. Garoppolo had his week where he didn't look very good. And this Niners team tonight, they look just like that team last year that snuck up on a lot of people, and they're very quickly going to get back to being that team. That's why of everybody being 2-2 in the West, not everybody's created equally in this as far as talent-wise. The Niners right now, if you had to talk about those teams, they're that number one team. Who do I think can win the NFC West right now? 49ers can win the NFC West. It was a dominant performance on Monday Night Football, and we'll get to the Rams in a couple of minutes, but for the 49ers, Yeah, I mean, it's like you could just pop in this tape and say, this looks just like one of their games last year. It looks just like one of their games as they were motoring through teams on their way to a surprise NFC Championship game appearance. They look scary. That's the team.
Well, part of the analysis going over the last 24 hours, I guarantee you, they looked at the tape of the Raiders running all over the Broncos that they couldn't get any traction on a week ago and said, how is this guy right behind that bad offensive line in a bad scheme that hasn't worked necessarily? How are they running all over Denver where we couldn't? And then tonight, we've seen the Rams a couple of times this year. They got run over going back to the opener. Remember a lot of Leonard Fournette, but we'll get into them in depth. But for the 49ers, go back to basics. A lot of quick outs, get the ball in your playmaker's hands. I mean, the big play to Deebo Samuel, and Troy Aikman actually called it out live as the throw happened to Deebo. If he'd actually put it in the numbers, it was probably going to get picked. Instead, because it was a little bit high, he goes up, strong hand, snags it, gets through a couple of, and breaks a couple of would-be tackles, and then gets down towards the goal line, gets a little help from Brandon Ayuk, and walks in. So that's it. Trying to figure out how you free up your playmakers, get the ball out quickly. The last thing you want is him patting the ball for 3-4 seconds, because a lot of their offense goes back towards the middle of the field, right? And it's timing. A little bit from that New England playbook. And if that timing gets disrupted a little bit, that's when you get those danger passes from Jimmy G. He had a couple tonight, near misses, based on still communication, backup tight ends and other guys going out and routes. So that all gets cleaned up. And as long as the defense is ready to go, Greenlaw at the second level takes care of business. Bosa was dominant tonight. Yeah, you're going to have a team that's ready to compete.
I'm telling you, watch out. Watch out. The 49ers are really close to being that team again. And it may be here already.
Jimmy.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll get back into the NFL in a minute, but congratulations. It has been a long 11 years since the Jets were 500. It's been a long 11 years, but the Philadelphia Phillies are back in the playoffs, making that Steelers loss to the Jets sting just a little bit more. You know, now I got to watch the Phillies make the playoff. We better name Kenny Pickett tomorrow, or it's not going to. The Phillies are in the playoffs for the first time since 2011. They beat the Astros, and this officially means the Josh Hader trade did not work out for the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm okay riding the lightning on that storyline, Mike Harmon.
That is a hot take.
Yeah.
Really did not work. Right there.
Did not work.
Well, you know, you sometimes shuffle it up. You need a change in the clubhouse. Maybe you need a new quarterback. Maybe you don't like the other guy. Maybe you never liked the other guy. Same thing here. Maybe you decided, Hader, it was time for a little bit of shuffling of the bullpen. Been going through a little bit of a rough patch before the deal. Never got right again.
Mm. And look, it's not that Josh Hader was great, because Josh Hader was not. But something happened to the Brewers after that trade, whether it was mentally that they wondered, what is this organization in it for? Are we in it to win this year? Are we not? Why are we trading the most dominant reliever who just had two bad games? Why are we doing this? Well, the guys we got back, we had a return. That obviously didn't help. And it was one or slow circling the drain for the Brewers, who were a first-place team. Then they were in and out of first place. Then they were out of first place. They were competing for the wild card and now eliminated from the wild card. A slow trip to the offseason for Milwaukee.
Now, to be fair, when you look at, say, the St. Louis Cardinals, I'll just put it in context with my squad. Albert Pujols hit 17 home runs after August 1st. Hit another one tonight. The White Sox leader for the season had 17. Just kind of put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the offense woke up over there. They're hanging around, and they're able to take over. And the Brewers did finish just two games. Well, I guess we still finished the series out, but they're two games.
Yeah. But you were a team that you led the division by five or six games. It was a big deal. And this wasn't like, oh, the Mets led by 10.5. Just going to say this tonight because it's all about the Jets. Oh, the Mets led by 10.5 games. Well, the Braves had the best record in baseball.
Did you see that cool little chart of
June
them
1st.
Stalking them?
Yes, yeah, it wasn't cool.
Great.
Wasn't cool. But it's not like the Mets have been awful. The Mets are actually
put it
pretty
as a
good.
Shark.
Just stop with the shark. Don't. Stop. Don't do it. Don't do
How
it.
How many in the loss column?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. The Jets are 500. That's what matters. 500. But the Mets had a pretty good record. The Braves have just been otherworldly. They deserve it. It's not like the, you know, but for the Brewers, it's been a slow decline. It's just like watching. It's like watching someone age in like a one of those time lapse photographs. You see some of the.
You mean an old?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry, spoiler. It's kind of like that's what you're watching. You're watching the Brewers. This is why they're getting old. And now they're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I mean, Devin Williams only blew two saves.
Right, but the message you send is we're trying to win right now. We're going to send out our best closer. Why? Because we're going to try to do, because we're smart. We're going to maximize the return on him while we're able to stay competitive, and it just doesn't work that way. It does not work that way.
I don't know, 15 saves, only two blown, 1.93 ERA. It's hard to blame him. I mean, if Hader was the most popular guy in the clubhouse and was buying everybody sandwiches and stuff, so suddenly they were salty because the spread was bad after a game.
I like how you think that any time a guy can be a good guy, all he's got to do is buy sandwiches. Not like
I work in radio.
Is he a good teammate? Is he someone who is, you know, picks up other players? Does he talk to them? Does he help them through slumps? No.
That's,
just buy sandwiches. No, I love that guy.
The other stuff is all assumed. That you're actually part of the clubhouse.
He's actually having an affair with my wife, but he buys sandwiches every day, so I kind of like the guy.
Well, we haven't heard anything about that. Now you're just putting that in the air. You put that on the wind.
No, you know
you just disparaged the guy. What are you doing?
No. That was what was Will Ferrell, basketball player,
semi-pro.
When the guy was dating Maura Tierney, and then she was having an affair with Woody Harrelson, and he's cheering them on.
Yes. Like, yeah, there's terms
for that.
That
guy brings in sandwiches. Oh,
no,
okay.
but the point
bring
being
sandwiches
that,
in.
Look, there's many ways to be a good or a bad teammate. I nailed it down to the what works in radio. Bring food or beverage. Mm. People are happy. I mean, there's cupcakes that are probably 4 days old out there.
Yeah,
but I bet you when
probably.
They first showed up, people were gluttonizing like there was no tomorrow. Mm. But my point was just that unless he was the glue in the clubhouse, and one of the guys wants to go on record and say that at that point, that was really a kick in the teeth because that was our guy. Has anybody done that?
No.
Will they do that? Maybe, maybe not. But at this point, I don't have any indication that he was some pivotal, hey, put my arm over your shoulder when you're in a slump and start, like, hey, let's watch a little video. Let's go through it. Let's go through your swing. Yeah. Let's go through your you know, pitch selection. Let's do that. I haven't heard any of that suddenly, you know, there was a meltdown because this guy was out of the locker room. Maybe there was. Maybe he was the emotional leader, the emotional buttress to keep you from going.
You said buttress.
I did.
Okay.
To go into spirals, right? Because you got to have a glue guy.
Mm,
glue girl, whatever.
And you got to have a buttress. You got to have a glue guy, and you got to have a buttress.
You're not going to hear the word buttress on sports talk radio unless it's elevated sports talk radio like this.
If you don't have a glue guy, you got to have two buttresses. Got to make sure you have that.
Well, you could use both.
Look, the other thing,
the glue gun can affix the buttress.
Here's the other part of this conversation.
Yes.
If it looks like the Josh Hader trade didn't work out.
You really like the use of the term buttress.
I haven't heard buttress in a while. You need to buttress that up. We got to explain buttress to Melinda. No. So if you could say the Josh Hader trade didn't work out for the Brewers, I think it's okay to say maybe it was Joe Girardi's fault in Philadelphia. I mean, maybe. Maybe it was Girardi's fault.
Didn't we determine that
maybe
at the time?
Maybe it was. Just maybe.
We determined that about 2 weeks after it happened,
maybe,
didn't we?
A little bit. Maybe
didn't everybody seem a little bit looser and ready to go? And here's the thing that scares me. You know, again, bring my own team in with Tony La Russa announcing his retirement today and them having their season ending kind of media thing, even though no media was allowed to broadcast it, that there's a lot of people calling for Wildcat Joe to be the next manager. And I'm raising my hand going, all right, I get it. You want a fiery guy and a disciplinarian, perhaps. And that's what Liam Hendricks and a few guys have alluded to. Like, did you not see what just happened in Philly?
Yeah. No.
Those guys couldn't wait, and they were happy as hell. They were all doing the gritty, going up and down.
We're so excited.
They might have had gritty come into the clubhouse.
It's so fun. It's like seeing Lindros and LeClaire back on the same line for the first time. Oh, yeah. I had my John LeClaire jersey number 10 award all the time. Then I spilled some mustard on it when I had a hoagie from Wawa, and I could never get the stain out. So I put it away and tried to bring it out, and then the stain just got more yellow over time, and it just looks even worse. So I can't even wear that anymore. Can't wear my Brind'Amour jersey anymore. That's a tough one too.
That was pretty good. Can we bring out? Can we bring the Beezer out while we're at it?
No, you know what we are going to bring out though is what did it sound like for the Philadelphia Phillies to make the playoffs for the first time in 11 years?
Dubon waiting on the 12th pitch, and here it is. Swung on, popped up, shallow center, coming on Marsh on the run. And the Phillies, for the first time in 11 years, will head back to the postseason.
And is that guy broadcasting from his house with eight friends?
The guys on the couch just have, yeah, that's right. They're all giving
that
high five
right.
to each other. It's like they're doing the Jonah Hill, Brad Pitt high five and Moneyball. And they come on.
That is so great. That might be my favorite call.
Oh,
that might be my favorite non-Kevin Harlan call of all time.
That's the best. Play that again. That's the best. Oh, we got to get that back again.
In rewind.
I'm just pitched all the guys on it. Now you made me drop my hoagie, but I don't care because we made the playoffs. But it fell on the floor. I got to pick it up. Now, when's the last time you cleaned your floor? Was it like how long ago was it? Wait, did you use a Roomba? How'd you do it? Okay, so I can pick it up and eat. It's okay. Okay, great. Want to make sure I can still eat it.
I was going back
off.
And watching Insecure and one of the early episodes. Get some food on the couch. I just cleaned that couch. What are you doing?
Okay. Oh, man, I'll tell you.
She was like channeling Tigger. when Marsh caught the ball.
They were so excited. All right, so there it is. There's your game-winning call.
How great is that?
Philly,
I got to be honest, though. I half expected it to be the final call of the Braves sweeping the Mets.
I really was expecting. Actually... Yeah, no, I did expect that a little bit.
I mean, the Jets won, so, I mean, we couldn't
run
that.
At one point I could get the Jets final call.
Nah.
I think I could get a little – you think I get a little bit of Breece Hall on the show. I could get him, you get a little bit of that there, you know? He's a good running back.
Review was really fast.
Yeah, it was. Hey,
too.
It was a touchdown. Well, it was a touchdown. That was typical Jets if, oh, really, did we fumble and we're not
I was waiting for it to go the other way.
I was waiting for it.
Why? Because Kenny Pickett greater than Zach Wilson in the storyline.
I was waiting to see, yes, it's a fumble. Yes, the Jets recover. Yes, it's illegal. So the Jets lose yardage and we're taking 10 seconds off the clock. The game is over. That's what I was waiting for the call.
Wait, Robert Saleh is just body slammed the head official.
You're not allowed to do any of that. I don't care. The game is over. The game is over. The Kenny Pickett era is here,
everybody.
You see
the official sprinting off like the guy at a fireworks show that's got the suit on.
The official takes off his suit. He's wearing a Kenny Pickett Pitt Panthers jersey. Yeah, we did it. We did it. The game's over. Game's over. That's what I was waiting on. So it's that era right now going on in Philadelphia. It's interesting. One side of the state is up. One side is down. It's yin and yang. It's just not working. Now, speaking of working. We talked about the 49ers a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Niners win Monday Night Football over the Rams 24-9, and the Rams defense, I'm sorry, and the 49ers defense looks fantastic. It's easy to look at the Rams early season and say, boy, they're not the same team. The Rams are in trouble, right? And that is true. In a vacuum, no, they're not. They got paced by the Buffalo Bills. Atlanta is just okay. They escaped them.
Arizona, they're sneaky. They've been solid, but then they lose Cordarrelle Patterson. Get to your fantasy waiver wires. The I Want Your Flex podcast. We'll talk all about it.
Arizona is just okay, and the 49ers are one of the better teams in the NFL, and they got pasted here. So, no, they're not the same team. But here's the thing. Both the AFC West and the NFC West are not nearly as good as we thought they were going to be. The AFC West stinks, and the NFC West is just as bad. We thought we got great teams, all the teams. No, each of those divisions is exactly the same. The Chiefs are still really good. The Chargers maybe could be good. The Raiders are going to raider, right? I mean, that's how it is. And the Broncos stink. All right, and you look at the NFC West. The Rams are struggling. The Niners look strong. The Seahawks are 2-2 with Geno Smith, and the Cardinals, who knows what kind of team shows up. Both those divisions stink. They stink out loud. So for the Rams, it's not doom and gloom. It's fine. There is time for them. It's okay. Does it look good now? No. But it's not. It's going to be more of an effort. And every team is different. That is a defending champion. Some teams understand what it is to defend the crown right away. Some teams, it takes a little bit going, knowing this season's not going to be like last year. We don't have all the charmed things happening for us. We're not healthy everywhere. It's just going to be different, and you have to figure out how to play that year of the new normal. So the Rams have to figure it out. They have to figure out when Matthew Stafford's not at 10 touchdowns and 3 picks, instead at 4 touchdowns and 6 picks. Stafford starting out a little bit like he was last year, except maybe a little bit more exaggeratedly so. But for the Rams, again, everybody's 2-2 in the NFC West. And right now, Geno Smith is the best quarterback in the division. The Rams are okay.
Rams are going to have to figure out how to generate some level of run game to go along and give Stafford a bit of protection, because neither Cam Akers nor Daryl Henderson giving you a whole lot out of that position. The offensive line, we've talked about it going into the season, once Whitworth decided he wasn't coming back. So yeah, I got close to your Wit and without, they're
you
not good
wit,
without
wit and wit without wit. It doesn't matter. It's just a different season.
Yeah, wit without wit, it ain't good right now. And you've got Cooper Kupp, who's got Tyler Higbee. Okay, there's your second leading receiver. They don't really have anything else right now. Allen Robinson's been a zero after his acquisition. People putting him in the, all right, is he going to have a target? You're going to have prop bets on, does he have a target in the first quarter, the way things are going right now. And defensively, as soon as Aaron Donald comes off the field, they get gashed. Right? You saw
get back out there.
No, but you saw the 49ers. You needed one playoff. What happened? Jeff Wilson, 32-yard touchdown. Bye, right where you would have been.
Where was Vontae? Was Vontae Mack in the game for any of those touchdowns? Look at that. That's when he got after he sprained his ankle. That's when he wasn't
that's
in.
That's when he'd gotten thrown out.
That's right, when he got thrown out.
Why is he giving? Stupid move.
Oh, Vontae Mack got tossed.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We got more on Monday Night Football coming up in a few minutes, including something that may shock you a little bit. But speaking of shocking, as I said a few minutes ago, I completely 100% agree with what Aaron Rodgers had to say, making a lot of headlines today. Wait, what? Jason, you never agree with anything. No, I don't.
You hate him.
But... well, not until he beats the Jets in the Super Bowl. But other stuff I disagree with him on. But.
I'm not. What?
But.
You tried to jam in the Jets in the Super Bowl.
Jets, because the Jets won yesterday. But.
Yes, they beat a 1-3.
The.
Now 1-3.
They were 1-2 when they played them,
yeah,
okay?
Great.
They were 1-2 when they played them. But after winning yesterday in overtime against the Patriots and Bailey Zappi, and we'll have more on Bailey Zappi in a little bit. Aaron Rodgers was asked, hey, is this kind of winning? Can you keep this up over the long haul and keep winning like this?
Is winning this way where your defense isn't as great as advertised and you don't play as well as you expect, is this sustainable for you guys?
Sustainable? I think winning is sustainable for sure. I think we're going to have to play a little bit better against starting quarterbacks and if our defense isn't playing as well as they can. So this way of winning, I don't think it's sustainable because it's just puts too much pressure on our defense. And obviously, I got to play better and will play better. But the second half is our kind of football where we're mixing it up. We're throwing the ball outside the numbers. Obviously, we ran the ball, controlled line scrimmage really well. This is a game we had to win for sure. I mean, you can't be 2-2 losing to a third string quarterback and not playing great in all three phases. So we had to have this one. That doesn't take anything away from the joy of winning, but this is one we had to have.
It almost sounds like that was a planted question. But I want you to be really pointed about how poorly we've played. Because he goes and throws everybody under the bus. I'm throwing myself under the bus. I'm throwing the defense under the bus. I'm throwing everybody under the bus.
Good.
Right? And I agree with it because I see what Aaron Rodgers is doing. Right? First of all, he's doing what he loves to do, and that is minimizing Matt LaFleur. Right? Whenever Matt LaFleur says, yeah, we don't care about that. Aaron Rodgers, this is not sustainable. And I agree because the Packers have been somewhat fortunate. You would say lucky in other terms. To be able to be 3-1 so far, right? They are. That's exactly where the Packers
doesn't
are.
Have to be pretty.
No, but they got lucky, as he said. We got to be able to beat a third string quarterback. Sure. Whoa, yeah, you do. The defense has to play better. Whoa, yeah, you do. I have to play better. Whoa, you do. What he is doing, and this is why I agree, is here they are at 3-1, and here is Aaron Rodgers throwing everybody under the bus. What is this? This is the equivalent of an MLB manager tantrum. To get a team to play better right before they have some easy games coming up, right? Because no one has a tantrum when the Dodgers are coming to town, right? No one has a tantrum right before we play the Yankees or the Astros. No, the tantrums always come. Who's coming into town? Oh, the Nationals are coming in. Okay, yeah, great. Yeah, great. Oh, the A's, we're playing the A's. Yeah, that's when the tantrum. Because the tantrum always comes that gains players' attention so they could start playing better, sustain some success, and then they're playing at a higher level when they play the good teams, right? What are the Green Bay Packers' next few games? They play the Giants. Well, they're 3-1. The Giants aren't good. They play the Jets. The Jets aren't good. And they're at Washington, who are out and out bad.
Did you get that, Tight okay. Shirt, that the Jets aren't good?
Because I'm not putting it out there. The Jets are world beaters.
You want to put that on Twitter? You posted a lot on Twitter. The Jets aren't good.
The Giants, the Jets, and Washington. If you are the Packers, those are three games where at the end you should be 6-1 before you get your tough games coming up next. Hey, we're rolling up and now the tough games come because that's when the tough games come. So this is Aaron Rodgers giving a little bit of motivation to get them through. Hey, we got to button this up because the next three games, we don't want to give any of these games away, right? Because these are all three teams we should beat. We should beat the Giants. We got to make sure we stop Saquon Barkley. We got to make sure we stop suddenly dangerous Zach Wilson on final drives and the Commanders are just awful. So we got to make sure.
Did you say dangerous?
The dangerous.
I think someone else has trademarked
that. Sorry, patent pending. But that's what he's doing. That's why I agree with what he's doing. This is the equivalent of a manager meltdown to inspire the team. And at the same time, again, minimizing Matt LaFleur and his role with the team. No, you want to know what we need to do? You come to me. What does Matt LaFleur say? Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant what he has to say because I'm telling you what's got to happen right now because I run this team. So it's a power thing for him. He's pulling a power play and he's motivating the team because the team knows you guys all answer to me. I'm the quarterback. Hey, and I'm not leaving myself out of this. Many times he said, look, I have to play mm-hmm. better. I know I will. I've been one of the best for a long time. I got to get back there. Okay, great. If you're going to call other people out, you call yourself out as well. I get it. I have no problem with what he did. I get why he did it. And the Packers, and he's saying, okay, after this should get us through to 6-1. And then suddenly, hey, we're the Packers again when we hit the tough part of our schedule.
My man, I love it 100 levels. You know me, I'm a Bears guy. So getting on board Aaron Rodgers and the Packers at all is problematic. The big thing for Aaron Rodgers is when push comes to shove in big moments, he's going to have to tell LaFleur to beat it. Because famously against the Bucks a couple years ago, he didn't. And look how that ended up for him, right? So now it's a matter of, all right, I'm the captain now and making sure that you carry that all the way through. But he's right. Look, they've given up the sixth or seventh fewest points in the NFL right now. Could they still tighten up? Sure. Offensively, I like the fact that he came back to Romeo Doubs. You know, as they got to overtime, not shunning him. Remember, because that was the big deal coming out of week one. He doesn't trust these guys. Well, that comes over time, right? That's practices. And he's back at practice every day where he wasn't in the off-season workouts. It was a lot of Jordan Love. So bit by bit, you get the trust. And by the way, Robert Tunyon, Got to get it right. Mm-hmm. Tunyon rhymes with Funyon. Having him back is huge.
Funyuns. Coming up
such
next.
An easy.
Wait till we give you something about Monday Night Football you haven't heard about yet, Fox.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.